Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, so we're all gonna go out for a beer. You wanna come?
We'd love for you to come, Michael.
Thanks. No, I have to work in the morning, so.
Alright, next time.
Okay. See you guys. Hey, how you doing?
You drive. Had too much wine.
Okay. How was yoga?
I didn't go.
Why? Why not?
I just didn't.
Okay.
How was improv?
Good night, Vikram.
Night.
Hey, congrats on the bonus.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm going to nab it one of these nights.
Well, if you concentrate and make your calls faster, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right to the phone, where we have from the office, Melora Hardin. Hey, Melora, hello.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'll tell you what you want
to. I'm stunned.
Why?
You know, I shouldn't be. I really shouldn't be. Maybe it's the time of day. Uh-huh. Maybe it's the time of the week.
Maybe it's the time of the month.
I am stunned. It is truly unique. Is she in the valley?
Hello?
Melora, are you in the valley? Hello?
Oh, boy. Why don't we just reschedule her?
Yep.
Tell her thanks. We love her. She's great.
Oh, the phone's ringing again. The phone's ringing again.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, you pussy.
Well, let's pretend we're not here.
My, oh, my. Well, we don't have a producer. That's very true. Let's try this again.
Having a little phone trouble. Melora, are you there?
Hi, now I'm here. I'm so sorry about that.
You're not That's in the okay. valley, are you?
No.
Might as well be.
What the F is the deal with, like, California cell phones?
I don't know.
That's the only way I can do it. It's the only way I can do it.
Well, what is the deal?
Shouldn't start.
Are they? I got to rave out a little bit. Are they doing their grocery shopping underground in a subway tunnel?
Mike, here's a role reversal.
Yes.
Roll with it. Laugh at it.
I do.
Don't get mad.
It just, I mean, this is like the third time. Where these people are running around with these crap.
Telephone.
So there it is again.
There it is again.
This now, is silly.
I'll handle it. Hold on.
All right.
All right.
Hello. Hi there. Yeah, you know what? Hi, this is Don. Yeah. Would there be any way, someone should have mentioned to you, I'm the acting producer on the show, you're not on the air. Would there be any way that we could reschedule this sometime when you're not on a cell phone, when the guys could actually hear what you have to say, because they're big fans? Oh, yeah, it's impossible. You've dropped out like three times. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Can you hold? Well, no, you go ahead.
She's
I'm
apologizing.
Talking to her. Yeah. Oh, that would be great, but, you know, they are on a schedule as well. Can you hold on, and maybe we can do something on Monday? Okay, thank you.
There. And what that was a little example of how it's done. You don't yell. You don't get mad. I can get mad about, and I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at just the whole thing. In fact, there's nobody really, I mean, you know, cell phone's dropping out. It happens, but it just seems an unusual circumstance.
She was very nice.
Yeah, but you were on the hard line going along fine with her. Did it break up at all?
She said, what a nice lady. She said, I understand the problem. Uh-huh. I've tried to get through. I'm going to be at home in about an hour. And that's when I said, well, they're on a schedule. Could we reschedule next week? She said, of course.
Good,
oh,
good.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. Maybe we do it on a hard line and stuff
there
like that.
Is
hey,
nice.
You know, but here's a question I have for you. Was she sounding loud and clear when she was talking to you just now?
No,
she was still dropping out.
No, she said that she was in a store.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Sure. Well.
That'll do it.
But she also said that she would be willing to go home, but unfortunately we won't be here when she goes
home.
Well,
and we'll reschedule. Love to chat with her. She's wonderful.
All right, so being as that fell through,
yes.
I kind of thought it might, we do have a couple of backup plans.
Very good.
As always. We have the Hitler Globe.
Yes.
Which Rob has not yet bet on.
Right. Mm-hmm. We haven't been able to get through to that
bet
guy.
Bet on with the eBay guy or however the guy's selling Hitler's Globe.
I think he's 92.
Mm-hmm. We do have a very, very psychotic letter that I received from a man who claims he went to high school with me and gave a phone number. I vaguely remember it, Mike.
Dive right into that. I don't want to waste any time.
Well, hold on. There's a third option, though.
Okay, what's the third option?
I just want to sell you on the second option first. Here's the handwriting.
Yeah. I mean, right, it's going to be tough for me to pick something mm-hmm. other than that.
Well,
what's option number three?
Let me throw a third option your way.
All right, I'm ready.
We could spin the Wheel of Holly because I've been told if we rig the wheel, mm-hmm. that today when she was at.
What did she do today? Was she out and about? Was she in the field again today?
She was in a cornfield today, and Rob said she was her most manic since the Race of the Brides.
Oh, okay. Well, then now you're selling. Are you? I mean, really? She's crazy?
Why would I speak a lie?
I know. You're right. Absolutely.
Did you say where she was? I was in a...
She was in a cornfield.
Corn maze.
A corn maze?
With Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Oh, you know what?
She made them run, Mike.
Well, Don, what do you think you can wait on? I mean, you've got the stalker letter.
Find the Holly thing. Find the Holly thing. Because the letter will take an awful long time.
That'll take a long segment. That really will.
Wasn't that lady nice? She could be fine. Nice.
We'll have her on Monday.
On a hard line.
Very good.
There you go.
On a very hard line.
Mm-hmm.
On a rock hard line.
I was looking at her website during the break, and she has a hottie website. I mean, all old-fashioned pinup girl pictures of her in her gallery. Very, very sexy.
Nice.
Nice.
What's happening here? Very nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Yes, you called us. Hi, what's up?
Yeah, my cell phone was cutting out.
No, it's not. It sounds loud and clear.
yours is better than the lady from the office.
What's that?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Do you know who I am?
No!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you something. He's got guts. He's got guts to come back. He certainly does.
I remember a time not very long ago. When I went to see my friends, the Leonards,
yeah,
and they let me try their real backhoe and see their high lift.
Yes, and then what happened, Fred?
This is so important. This next tape will really...
Sure.
No.
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 Failure.
Fred. Did you see how many sticks I brought today?
Yeah, you've had the sticks on before, Fred.
Fred, it's time to tell Lady Elaine... Goodbye.
Now you can't even make it funny if you play all your sample keyboards at once.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
I said play all your sample keyboards at once.
Too dumb.
Oh, thank you.
You're right.
All right, fine. Certainly, even though there are there and there like the radio. Did you see how many?
Bye.
That was his ultimate piece of artillery.
You called it right. Too dumb to get the rhythm of it.
He doesn't do it
right.
Goodbye, Fred Rogers caller.
Hello, forever.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
David Copperfield, what are you doing?
Jerry Seinfeld speaks to David Copperfield.
All right, let's spin it, Mike.
Very good. The Wheel of Holly, but we know where it's going to land today. It's going to land on a corn maze.
Holly Morris is the hyperactive feature reporter for Fox Channel 5 here in Washington, D.C.
Very good.
She's an out-of-control, wild poodle with rabies.
Mm-hmm. Wild, baby.
And here she is now in a cornfield scaring children.
I have got to tell you guys about Whoopi's toilet.
Sorry, that was about Whoopi's toilet. That was my mistake. Sorry.
I do know where I am.
Oh, no.
I am live at Temple Hall Farm Regional Park in Leesburg. And actually, I'm not lost just yet because I haven't started the corn maze because you two are going to help me do that. However, this could be my fate. It is easy to get lost in the massive maze, but it is a whole lot of fun. And in fact, I am going to have Steve and Allison help me, but I'm also going to have some Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts help us as well. And most importantly, we're going to tell you how you and your family can come out and have a little cornfield fun yourself. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning Bad. News.
I'd have to say, on the Holly meter, as far as annoying goes, that's only about a 3.
Well, true. Yeah, but that's her tease.
You got just a little bit at the very beginning.
She's warming Does she up. Find the hole in the maze?
Maze patrol lines open.
Yes, exactly. I hope you put your thinking caps on. Not that I don't have complete trust in you, but I've enlisted some other help as well. I'm taking a little hayride this morning with some Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts because when it comes to the corn maze here, they always have different themes. You have to answer different questions. So we've chosen the category of Girl Scouts and the category of Boy Scouts.
She's
so
ramped up.
Might be able to help us out.
It's the low pressure.
Okay, who's this Boy Scout troop? Who can tell me?
Pack 1833.
All right, Pack 1833. Boo! High five me on that. Boy Scouts are ready. Girl Scouts.
There's a bunch of us.
There's a bunch. It's a conglomeration.
Yes.
See, the women, they bring in lots together. High five me on that. I like how your minds work.
God,
what we're going to do is we're going to start with the Girl Scouting question. You guys want to go part one or part two?
Mm.
Man, that was really dramatic. Part one or part two?
Part one!
All right. Yeah. I think we have a live wire.
There it is.
Yeah, we have a live wire. She's on camera.
Here's my. You guys read these rules, right? You got that? I know you got that down. You guys always follow the rules. And my rule is we always have to really run to the questions.
Right.
All right? Have we stretched out?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
I bet you're stretched out, Holly.
Oh, God.
You're good. Stretched out in the vagine.
No.
Like an old bald tire. Like a tire that's lost its tread.
Wow. I had no idea you thought of her in those
stretch groups. Our legs, touch our toes. All right. You ready to go? We're
going
to start with a Girl Scout question because ladies first, okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So that means, Allison, you have to help us.
Oh,
all right. Because we're going to go to get to question one. But we have to run there first. Ready? Let's go. Come on. Da-da-da-da. Let's see. Here we go. Woo. Hey, let's go this way. To the right. Okay, let's see.
Is she running through the corn maze right now?
What is she doing, Rob?
She's taking off all her clothes. and eight youngsters, and they're running, I mean, really with their hands over their heads screaming.
Really?
Through a cornfield.
Okay.
This is a huge production because they have an overhead camera. They have a camera in the cornfield.
Oh, they're doing a big production number,
And as you can hear, there's music.
Yeah, cool.
What? Did we pass it? Okay, listen, you guys, you have to say hello, Holly, question number one. Now, with that, we have our Girl Scout passport. Here is the first question.
Okay.
Let's see if Miss Allison can answer it. If not, we'll bring in the troops.
Steve Chenevy.
See why that's funny?
Anyway, okay.
Meanwhile, the anchor's like,
Where does she scream at the kids, Robbie?
Which cut?
Try cut three, maybe.
There's
so much screaming.
Yeah, number three.
Also coming up this half
hour. Sorry, next one,
check.
Four. That's another tease.
Cut four.
Well, we're looking pretty rested right now. That means we're resting at question number three.
Awesome.
Which means the boys were right, too. What is the mission of scouting? It is indeed to build character, citizenship, and fitness. Though after that high...
You know, this is not what you want coming out of a radio, out of a TV. First thing in the... I mean, regardless, any time of day, but
I'm enjoying it.
First thing in the morning.
I'm enjoying it. It's waking me up.
Hopping on one leg. I'm questioning your fitness. You guys look like you're a little
tired. About one leg?
All right. Nonetheless, we're...
Hopping.
Oh.
Moving on, back to the girls. Girls right. rally. Here we go. Question number three. Thin Mints make up what percent of the Girl Scout cookies sold? Okay? Question's getting a little harder.
Yeah.
Do you think it's 40%, 15%, or 25%?
Can we get a
what do you think, Allison? You guys think?
Okay. Well, she's still talking to the anchors. Dude.
Go to the last cut. I think the last cut. Keep in mind that they normally do two segments with her.
Right.
This morning they did about 10.
Hey, how about that?
So, I'm not sure this is how we were supposed to go. I don't know. But
you listened to me, didn't you?
We came upon number four.
Oh.
And you know what that means?
We were 5%
of Girl Scout cookies sold are indeed Thin Mints. Always go with the women's intuition there, Steve.
Hold on. That's still her with the anchor people. How about this one? Rob, there is one with her screaming at kids, right?
Well, yelling with them and making them run, yeah.
What's the answer?
I feel like someone's watching us in the corn. I feel like someone's watching us.
Did we get you to the right place, though?
Did you guys see Children of the Corn?
Yes.
Children of the Corn.
You did it.
Good. You don't need to know about Malachi.
Young.
Okay. No, actually, everyone here is shaking their heads, and you know why?
Why?
Because we're back at number four, Steve.
Oh,
and that
man.
Means...
That's more of her just with the anchor.
Stay with it.
It's all morning at Temple Hill Fall, Temple Hall Farm, rather, Regional Park in,
still running.
She's still running. Holly, what's up? Where are you?
Girl Guides, Wolf Cubs, Girl Guides, Wolf Cubs, Girl Guides.
Now, something tells me this.
That's special.
This is what...
Here it is. This is the part that should be labeled when Holly becomes possessed by the devil.
This is what we love about Holly, the poodle Morris.
It's all morning at Temple Hill Fall, Temple Hall Farm, rather, Regional Park.
Listen to her.
She's still running. Holly, what's up? Where are you?
Girl guides, wolf cubs. Girl guides, wolf cubs. Girl guides, wolf cubs.
Wolf
cubs. That means that was the right answer.
Right, so
Girl Scouts were originally called Girl Guides, and Cub Scouts were originally called Wolf Cubs.
I am on a roll.
So good thing I went with the girl. You were wrong. You said Girl Explorers.
No, I didn't.
You said Girl
Explorers. You were wrong.
I didn't say anything.
You guys were both wrong.
And she's dancing around a pentagram.
Corn stalks become microphones, and we sing. We are the champions, my friends.
Yeah, baby.
No. Okay, now that we come graduation hats. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Woo! All right. Too much fun. However, I'll tell you, how
too
long
much
were you
fun.
In the maze one time?
I've been in it for 4 hours.
Four hours?
Wow.
Yeah. So have some time. Come out and have some fun. It's Temple Hall Farm Regional Park, the corn maze.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
And
well, I think I'm feeling pretty good. If we answer that first one right, we'll come upon a number.
Oh, my God.
Two. Hello, boys. Come on back here.
See, the girls always got to keep it in mind.
Them,
but you know what it
come
means?
Come on.
We got to number two. It means that, indeed, the Girl Scout slogan is...
Oh, God.
Do a good turn daily. You're right. Okay, let's do a celebratory dance. We got it.
Maddening.
I wish I'd seen it. I really do. I really wish.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
We got it right. Okay, we don't want to get penalized for corn maze celebrating. So, we're going to move on.
Give me a moment. I don't want to hit a child.
clear the children out of the way, please. Oh, there you are, Holly.
She's really where we like her.
We got it right. We got it right.
Got it right. Okay, we don't want to get penalized.
Let me back it up a little bit.
Who's glad they paid extra for the good car stereo?
Sure.
Do a good turn daily. You're right. Okay, let's do our celebratory dance. We got it right. We got it right. Okay, we don't want to get penalized for corn maze celebrating. So, we're going to move on. It's boys' turn. Steve, that means you. No pressure's on, but it is girls one. Guys,
and that's
yet to
no
be
pressure.
Determined.
All right.
Right. Here we go. The question for the boys. What troop is it again?
1-833.
1-833.
I like that.
Steve.
That kid's the best part.
What is the mission of scouting? What is the mission of scouting? Is it to build character, citizenship, and fitness? Experience the outdoors?
Kill annoying feature reporters who are standing in a field of corn screaming.
Wouldn't it be great if all of a sudden all the Cub Scouts had those, like, devil eyes that you see in the movies, you know? We're going to eat your flesh.
Or earn the eagle rank.
A.
Steve?
Go with A.
I'm going to say...
Go with A.
A for Allison. We're going to go with A.
They're so sappy sweet out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys think, you know, okay. The first one?
See?
A?
Yes.
No, do you really think it's the first one?
Yeah, he said that, Holly. He said that.
Oh, my.
Oh, hold
there
on. Is that her?
Yes.
Or is it the kid? Is it her or the kid? We got to hear it again.
Back it up. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hold on. Here it is. Hold on. Allison, we're going to go with A.
They're so sappy sweet out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys think, you know, okay. The first one?
The first one.
See?
A?
Yes.
No, do you really think it's the first one?
Yes.
Let me see. Do you really think it's the first one?
Yes.
Kid. It was a little kid.
It was the kid. Well, the kid's being driven insane by Holly.
Of course.
Okay. A for Allison and for building character, citizenship, and fitness. That means turn left. Who can show me the left? Okay, we'll work on that. Here's how we do it. Look, put your left hand up.
I know.
Makes an L.
I know. Shut up.
And then you head that way. Let's go. Come on. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts,
we're running
through the maze. We'll see if we come upon question three coming up. Let's go.
Go, guys.
Let's hustle.
Go get them.
Let's hustle, young legs.
Go,
all right, we'll check back in a little bit.
All right. Yeah, 45 minutes to make.
It's a shame she couldn't have fallen into a hole at the corn maze.
Running all day, so it really doesn't affect us at all.
Either way, we win.
Yeah, we win.
She was never heard from again.
At one point.
Quality Holly, gentlemen.
Wowsy woozy.
I think our favorite guy on that morning broadcast is Tony Perkins.
He used
to be on Good Morning America.
Right.
At one point, they asked Tony a question about the corn maze. He just said, what?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What is this
My
one?
Ears are bleeding.
What is horse? Porsche tease.
Oh, she drove a Porsche and a guy rode a horse and they raced.
She drove a Porsche and a guy rode a horse and they raced.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes, I am driving this car. Just a little, you know, Porsche 911 Turbo Cabriolet on a Wednesday morning. It's me versus that horse. Coming up next as we're talking about the International Gold Cup. It's all live with Fox 9 Morning News. Stay with us. You're going down, baby. You're beautiful, but I think this is prettier.
That bitch!
Now, hey, Holly racing a horse. Now I'm watching.
You can tell the horse because the horse had a saddle. I get to watch Holly every morning, which is really a treat.
What is this? Hold on. What is it? High School Musical tease.
Oh, she's.
Yeah, Alex, I think for Halloween this year, I'll dress up as a brainiac from East High School. Oh, no, that's what I am this morning as I am live at the Patriot Center where High School Musical Be Ice Tour is in town. Coming up, we're going to tell you how you too can come out and celebrate the song.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She has two things she falls back on. Every time they throw it to her, she laughs twice.
Right.
Ha ha! And it's always, stay with us! Ha ha! Stay with us!
And crew? Well, I think I'm feeling pretty good. If we answer that first one right, we'll come upon a my number. Oh.
You know, it took a while.
Oh, boy.
Ha ha! Stay with us!
We finally got to hear the Holly that we were waiting
a,
for.
A for...
Hold on, let me go back.
I would never misrepresent.
Outdoors or earn the Eagle rank?
A.
Steve?
A. Go with A.
I'm going to say...
Go with A.
A for Allison. We're going to go with A.
They're so sappy sweet out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys think, you know, okay. The first one?
The first one.
See?
A?
Yes.
No, do you really think it's the first one?
Yes.
Let me see. Do you really think it's the first one?
Yes.
Okay. A for Allison and for building character, citizenship, and fitness. That means turn left.
She doesn't even really acknowledge that he got it right.
Is this where they sing?
Here's a look. Here's how we do it.
Is this the one they walk into the woods?
No, this is when she's screaming at them to keep moving.
And then you head that way. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, we're running through the maze. We'll see if we come upon question three coming up. Let's go. Let's go.
Go, guys.
All right. Go get them.
Go, Holly.
Young
legs.
Run into a tree.
Shut up, bitch.
So long.
Don't be tired.
Okay. I hope she dies.
Hope you die, Holly.
Oh, my God.
Well, Buzz.
What?
Hi there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You ready there, Curly?
Ready.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.